WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The dock worker strike is over for now. The longshoremen agreeing to go back to work in exchange for more than 60% raises over the next 6 years of the contract. The issue of automation, however, is not resolved. That will be discussed at further talks in January. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This sweetened deal from the Maritime Alliance did come after some public pressure from the Biden administration and the president himself, asking these shipping companies to share their profits, to put forward a contract that would offer those higher wages.
The search for victims from Hurricane Helene is dragging into its second week now. At least 215 people have been confirmed killed in the storm and its aftermath. In North Carolina, they still aren't sure exactly how many people remain unaccounted for. At least 14 people were killed in severe flooding in Bosnia. Israel carrying out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. They have also cut off a major border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney's handling of the city's ballot drop box is now in the hands of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. DOJ personnel conducted interviews at Wausau City Hall Wednesday. The Wausau City Council will consider a resolution regarding the drop box at its Tuesday meeting. A Green Bay Correctional Institute inmate was ordered to stand trial for allegedly killing his cellmate. Jackson Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for Michael Oriano's August death at the prison. The charges include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loriano due to his race and sexual preference. And citations are issued to a UW-Madison animal research facility. A routine inspection by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on conditions of animals in the care of UW enzyme researchers resulted in the citations regarding human error and several procedures performed on primates.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 44. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy, 78, with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, fall temps return with sunshine and a high of 68. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
99.7.
Stock of thoughts and dreams are scattered, and you're pulling more. Max. It's 99.7 Max FM. Good morning. It is Friday morning. Thank goodness the weekend is almost here. Steve Grant showing you is off for 6 a.m. Hey, it can't get any better. We have a beautiful forecast ahead and a lot of fun things happening in the area. Here's Bon Jovi on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you early on Friday morning. Last night we did get a little bit of rain, I should say. That was early this morning, a little after midnight. So very much needed. We do need a little more. So we're glad to hear that. I woke up to it, so we'll just leave it at that. Talking about weather, let's take a look at our forecast. Today, it will be partly sunny with a high of 67. Tonight, clear with a low of 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 78. On Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 51. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 67. Looking ahead to Monday, sunny with a high of 68. Next week, we're looking at highs in the mid-70s. No rain chances in the forecast otherwise. Currently, it is 51 degrees outside. As I mentioned before, we have a lot of things going on this weekend. Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Also, we have Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. That is happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have a beautiful weather forecast for that. We'll have a lot of people down there for that. Arts, crafts, and food, of course, my favorite part of the weekend. That's always something I enjoy getting down to see, and it's going to be beautiful. So if you're in the area, stop on down to see that. Coming up, we will have Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Back Road Baraboo Motors cares. For any vehicle sold throughout the month of October, a donation will be made to SSM Health to help cover cancer screenings for women. Also, cancer survivors can save an additional $500 on any vehicle they purchase at Back Road Baraboo Motors throughout October. Cancer touches everyone's life. And Back Road Baraboo Motors at 640 Wisconsin Highway 136 in Baraboo cares about their community. Find out more at baraboomotors.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
It's going to be a hard rocking night with chainsaws and smoke at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, Saturday, October 12th, when Jackal takes the stage.
I say I'm a lumberjack, baby!
Get ready to feel the heart-pounding sounds of these unique music artists. Tickets are on sale now for Jackal at crystalgrand.com. Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, where your seat
That's
is the best
the way
seat.
Maximum music, Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you this morning. If you won tickets yesterday, I have those over by the back door, by the parking lot. They're in an envelope with your name on it. So I know I saw that someone tried calling us late last night. So if you did win those tickets and did not get a chance to pick them up, they're outside in the envelopes with your name on it. Here's Foreigner on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Flying. Yeah, running down a dream. possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday morning. Not everyone is a fan of Lonely Road. This is a new Jelly Roll and Machine Gun Kelly collaboration, which borrows a melody from John Denver's classic Take Me Home Country Roads while adding some new lyrics. Well, a person on social media named Karen Z said, quote, "How long will it take for them to get sued for Lonely Road sounding exactly like Country Road Take Me Home by John Denver?" Now, that's not the title, Karen. Jelly saw and responded, quote, "We cleared it with the John Denver estate, and they love our interpretation of the song. I appreciate your legal advice, though, Karen." It is absolutely funny reading that out there this morning. Jelly Roll actually took the time to respond to this person. So, yeah, obviously they're not going to put something out there without clearing it. That's just going to get them into trouble. If you remember, we had songs in the 90s that people used from other eras, and that did get them into some trouble. But it also helps sell some more of their albums as well. So, you know, it's probably a win-win in this case, just guessing. Coming up, we will look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. and I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique. You can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The Brewers blew a 2-0 lead in the ninth and fell to the Mets 4-2 in a winner-take-all wildcard matchup. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jake Bauer and Sal Frelick hit back-to-back homers in the seventh, put the Brewers up by two. They went to closer Devin Williams in the ninth, but he coughed up a three-run homer to Pete Alonso, and the Mets would tack on an insurance run to advance to the National League Divisional Series against the Phillies. For the Brewers, it's their fifth straight trip to the postseason without a series victory. Wisconsin Badgers announcing running back Ches Malusi is taking a leave of absence from the team. According to a statement from the school, Malusi wants to get his body healthy. He leads the team in rushing with 232 yards and three touchdowns. 2-2 Badgers will host Purdue on Saturday. That's a noon kick. Week 5 of the NFL season kicked off in Atlanta last night. It was the Falcons with a thrilling come-from-behind 36-30 overtime victory over Tampa Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy 78 with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, fall temps return with sunshine and a high of 68. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 99.7.
I just can't wait.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or the best thing to do is download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM to listen to us wherever you are. You can also text us right from the application.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
When the night
Breakdown.
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.
You bet. You bet.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Friday morning. It is a little chilly out there, but you know it's not too bad for an early October morning. Let's take a look at that forecast. Today it will be partly sunny with a high of 67. Tonight, clear with a low of 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 78. Saturday night, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 51. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 67. Looking ahead to Monday, sunny with a high of 68. Next week, we're looking at highs in the mid-70s. No precipitation in sight. Currently, it's 51 degrees outside. This morning, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We have a few more tickets to give away. I'll just throw that reminder out. If you did win tickets yesterday and didn't pick them up, they're on the back door by our parking lot with your name on them. We're going to have a chance for you to win tickets to see the Simon Arts Tribute at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. We'll do that this morning. We also have a couple of pairs of tickets left to the Crystal Grand on Saturday night. So we'll be giving all of those away this morning. So be listening for your chance to win those. If you do win those, we'll do the same thing. We'll stick them in an envelope and put them by the door at the parking lot after 9 a.m. this morning. So that is the plan for this morning. As a reminder, if you do have a birthday or anniversary, please text that in to us. Our text line is 608-355-9970. We'll be doing those a little before 8 o'clock this morning. We'll also have Tom in to talk about the pumpkin train just outside of the Dells. And it will be hanging with Havel and I right around 8:30 this morning. Our 50-minute music hour continues with John Mellencamp on Max FM.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
God bless you, please.
With hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with Sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute, on Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for students. This concert event is presented by River Arts Incorporated and sponsored by Culver's and Holiday Inn Express of Sauk City.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger. Together.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Fling's. Try Game Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill
gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women and men. Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole.